We will close the day with this beautiful preface taken from the Mozarabic Missal. It commemorates the resurrection. Illatio, Feria 6 Pasche. It is meet and just, holy and available to salvation, that with loudest acclamations of triumph, we should extol thee, O ever-glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And, now that he has fulfilled all his promises of mercy towards us, should praise thee with all the fervor which the human mind is capable of feeling, aided by thine inspiration. He to whom more has been forgiven should love more, and he who bestowed his gifts upon us when we did not as yet believe, increased the obligations we have to serve him. Therefore, after that the Word had been made flesh, and had dwelt amongst us, and had practiced all that he had taught, he, the perfect man, perfect by his divine works, gave himself to the Passion, necessary indeed for us, but on his part voluntary. He enlightened the world by the brightness of his preaching, lest, being a prey to darkness, it might be tossed to and fro. So too he descended into the prison of Limbo, that he might set its captives free, for he would not defer his kingdom to the end of the world. Therefore, the victims dragged down by the crafty enemy were raised up to heaven by the innocent crucified. He would set free by the right of justice those whom he redeemed by the humility of his passion. He had given up the ghost, and, as it is written, commended it into his Father's hands. A virgin tomb received the divine guest that a virgin womb had conceived and brought forth. Corruption came not nigh to him whilst lying in the grave, because he was conceived without contracting the corruption of Adam's sin. The Jews obtained of Pilate that he would place guards at the sepulchre, whose testimony was afterwards to confirm the faith of believers and confound the impiety of the wicked. For what obstacle could human vigilance be to him, who, whilst he lay in the tomb, had angels keeping watch over him, and who, when he rose, rose because he was God, the Word. Yea, the Word, which had been inseparably united to the soul, was there in the body also. It terrified, it subjected, it tamed, it tied fast down in deepest hell all the powers of this air. Then did death tremble, for its sting was blunted, and its own death was sharper than any it had ever made others feel. It had boasted of being Lord of mankind, but when Christ triumphed, it had to wail itself a slave of the cross. Straightway was broken the power of the cruel executioners, and the violent rioting of the bloodthirsty was brought to an end. The pride of the spirits of darkness was brought down by the humility of Christ, and the malice of the devil was crushed by the simplicity of the Lamb. The most cruel enemy saw fall from his hands what he thought was his eternal possession. He saw mankind restored by the man God to the paradise whence it had been banished by Adam's sin.